What's up, guys? Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I'm your host, Contra. And today I want to dive into the realm of leadership. What it truly means, where it's faltering, and how we, as men, can rise to the occasion and lead with integrity and purpose. So I think to start out, I think we need to define true leadership. And I want to start by unpacking the essence of leadership at its core. I think leadership ultimately is taking full responsibility for your team's outcomes. I think Jocko, in his book, makes a good point about the essence of the principle, often termed extreme ownership, which emphasizes that leaders must own every aspect of their team's performance, both successes and failures. It's not about assigning blame, but about finding solutions and guiding your team forward. And I think another critical concept is that there are no bad teams, only bad leaders. This means that the effectiveness of a team is a direct reflection of its leadership. If a team is underperforming, it's the leader's duty to identify the issues, implement the changes, and inspire improvement. Which leads to really the members of the team believing in the mission. I think that's paramount. A leader must fully understand and commit to the mission to inspire others to follow suit. Because without genuine belief, it's challenging to motivate and truly lead effectively. And I want to talk about ego, because it can be a significant barrier to effective leadership. Leaders, we must check their egos, you know, at the door, as the saying goes. Remain humble and be open to feedback. And I think this humility really fosters trust and encourages a collaborative environment for the team. And then I think simplicity in communication is truly vital as well. Clear and concise instructions prevent misunderstandings and ensure everyone is aligned toward the common goal. And lastly, I think another key aspect where I want to go in this episode is decentralized command really empowers team members to make decisions with their areas of responsibility. Because this not only fosters accountability, but it also enhances agility and responsiveness for the team members and as individuals. So those are kind of the main points that I think are going to really ground this episode, and I'll get into each one, unpack them a little bit, and we'll go from here. So buckle up, come along for the ride as I get into work. Appreciate you guys continuing to listen. Give me some feedback. Continue to share, follow, give me some zaps. I appreciate it. So I think it's imperative to start with the state of where leadership is today. In today's world, we're witnessing a crisis in leadership. There's a pervasive lack of accountability, with leaders often deflecting blame and avoiding responsibility. And even in general, just for men everywhere. And this erosion of trust truly undermines team cohesion and effectiveness. And overcomplication is another issue. When strategies and communications are overly complex, they essentially create confusion and hinder the execution of the mission. Leaders must strive for this clarity and simplicity to really ensure their teams can operate in an efficient manner. And moreover, the absence of vulnerability among leaders leads to a lack of trust within the teams. Authentic leadership requires this transparency and the courage to admit its mistakes. the openness truly fosters a culture of trust and continuous improvement. And so, consider the challenges faced by leaders in high-stress environments, whether it be military training programs, Fortune 500 companies, you name it. These settings really test the limits of leadership of truly any small team, really. It demands resilience and integrity and adaptability. You have to be able to adapt on the fly. And resilience involves maintaining a composure under pressure and navigating adversity without compromising your values. Integrity requires making decisions aligned with ethical standards, even when faced with difficult circumstances. And adaptability is about implementing changes to improve protocols and prevent future failures. So these experiences underscore the importance of steadfast leadership principles, especially when under scrutiny. And I truly believe leaders must remain committed to their core values and be willing to make these tough decisions for the betterment of their teams. So how do we start cultivating leadership among men? I think it starts with mentorship. I see this where I'm at in my line of work. I've seen the lack of it. I try to implement it the best I can, because experienced leaders should guide the next generation, sharing their wisdom and providing the support. And then personal development is also crucial. Engaging in continuous learning, seeking feedback from others, and especially reflecting on experiences, I think really help refine leadership skills. And then the community engagement kind of offers opportunities to practice and hone these leadership abilities. And participating in, you know, team projects, team-based missions, team-based, you know, leisure times, because it fosters collaboration and accountability. So an action plan probably needs to be set in place. Establish some sort of routines that build consistency and self-control. Have accountability partners. Form relationships that encourage, you know, mutual growth and honest feedback. And then create feedback loops. Implement systems for regular performance evaluations to identify areas for improvement. You have to be able to kind of debrief situations, whether it be training or, you know, missions in general, to truly see where you failed and learn and seek to get better at these areas. And so this is more or less a quick episode, but in conclusion, I just want to say that leadership isn't a title. It's a responsibility. And by embracing principles like Jocko's Extreme Ownership, if you haven't read his book, it's a great book, but embracing that ownership, that humility, the clear communication, I think we can start to become effective leaders in our communities, in our workplaces, and especially our families. Let's commit to leading with integrity and purpose, guys. Thanks for joining with me on this episode of Commute and Compute. I'm Contra. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay humble, and let's start leading from the front.